Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. It is Friday, 12th day of March, 2021. My name is Joanne, and you know that by now. I'm hoping that Fridays can be a little bit more relaxed, conversational, but you know, the Lord just, he keeps pouring out truth, but why don't you just sit back and relax for a little bit, and I'll just share from my heart. A few of these things are kind of like personal things that I'm doing and going through, and the Lord has good truth in all of it. So let's just begin with prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you are doing and for the way that you show yourself, the way that you reveal yourself to us, God, in all of your glory. Jesus, we love you. We give you this time. Pray that you would speak to us and speak through me, God. Just help your heart to be revealed, and I ask it in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Something I'm doing tomorrow. It's a recharge conference, and it's actually for the youth. It's something that our church is doing to help give the students in our church, and even other churches are piling in and bringing their youth groups to it as well, which is exciting for us. It's for third through eighth graders, and I'm one of the leaders, which means that I will have a big handful of sixth grade girls. It might be six, seven girls assigned to me, and then I will lead them to and through the different worship services, a discussion group, the games, the meal, the whole bit. So I'll be with them for about 7 hours, and we'll get to know each other really well. I already know some of the girls through the middle school ministry. And so what I did today, first hour of the radio programming, was I just asked for the listening audience to pray for us as leaders, and to pray for the youth in the listening area where this radio station reaches. Ask them to pray, you know, whether it's for their children, their grandchildren, even the youth in their classroom, if they're a teacher, or the youth in their church, just to offer up some prayers. And I turn to John chapter 17. One of our worship pastors sent out a wonderful video by Priscilla Shire that has just been posted on YouTube, where she talks about being intentional in our prayer to really go after some of these things that we see have spiritual needs, and to pray verses of scripture. Get into the Bible and dig for a verse, and then to pray that verse over situations. And so as leading in prayer for these youth tomorrow and for the leaders, I was led to John chapter 17, beginning with verse 24. This is the prayer that Jesus prayed for us. He said, "Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory that you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world." Prayer number one is tomorrow for these kids and for us as leaders, to behold the glory of the Lord. You know, anytime you see Jesus, you're drawn to him. Verse 25, "O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me." Prayers for these youth to know that Jesus Christ is the sent one, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, and to lay down their lives for him, receive him as their Lord and Savior. And it says, "I have declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them." You know, for the leaders, just praying that Jesus Christ, his love, will come through us. And that as we touch these students, as we display Christian character before them, that they will see Jesus in us, that Jesus will actually be loving these youth through us. And so that's my prayer for us as leaders. So just two things there, you know, just powerful prayer for this event tomorrow and for our children, for the leaders, but then also how to apply scripture in prayer. The video that our Pastor Brooke sent out had to do with being intentional. And I kind of had a moment last night where I felt like the Lord was maybe moving in that direction of conversation as well. Because here's where I'm having to be intentional right now. And this is where I'm going to be transparent and honest. I have used the New King James Version translation for 30 years. Okay, this has been my conversation with the Lord, and I still, when I hear scripture, I hear it in this translation, because that's what I have consumed for 30 some years. But the church that I attend has used the New Living Translation for a long period of time, and I feel like the Lord has challenged me in the past week to use the New Living Translation. I'll tell you what, I just don't know if I can do it. But what I did was I downloaded an app on my phone and on my iPad so that I can just begin reading it. I mean, hey, summer, spring's coming up. I'm going to be sitting outside at a fire pit, you know, and I do reading. So I might as well just start reading the New Living Translation, becoming more familiar with it. And so far, it's going pretty good. I've read about 3 of the smaller books in the New Testament. Last night, I was reading Colossians. And I felt like the Lord was just pleased. You know, it's like, I see you're making an effort. Okay. I'm pleased with your effort. And sometimes we have to be intentional about the things that the Lord wants us to do. I was talking today about, you know, how when the Holy Spirit wave, where there is a fresh gust of wind that goes over us and we are filled afresh, and then we have this new strength and desire to get into the Word or to spend time in prayer or to do the things that God has called us to do. It's like we're just going in the strength of the Lord and we're riding this wave and it feels so good. But you know what happens to a wave when it crashes on the shore? It just kind of subsides and it draws back out. And so then we're left with, where's all that strength? Where is all that power and that desire? And this is where intentionality comes in, okay? Where we have to be intentional to do the things that the Lord has told us to do. If I look at 2 Timothy 3, verse 14, New King James Version says, "But you must continue in the things you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them." New Living Translation. It says, "But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you." And the idea here is remaining faithful. We must continue in the things that we learn to do, not based on whether or not it feels a certain way. And this is how we develop intentionality in our life, being intentional about the things of God. It's also called being disciplined. If you look at Dr. Carolyn Leaf's information, she's a brain scientist and she is a Christian woman. She explains about the process of the thought trees being formed in our brain and how those neurons and all those passageways grow the more we repeat something, and how it takes 21-28 days to develop a habit, and then after 60 some days that thing repeated daily then moves into our subconscious mind. And that's kind of like intentionality and discipline. We do it until it becomes our nature. Okay, we do it until our character and our nature is transformed into the God nature. And then we don't have to think about it. It just becomes who we are. Years ago, I wanted to get up in the morning and have that prayer time. I wanted to start out my day with God, talking to Him first, you know. And when you have children, it's so much harder, okay? And there's so much grace for moms. Jesus, you know, He would get up early in the morning. We read about this in Mark chapter 1. He would get up a long while before daylight, head to the hills and spend time with His Father. And I mean, there's just so much value in that, you know, getting your daily portion, that daily bread, first thing. But you know, after your children are grown, then okay, we really have no excuse. We need to be intentional about making this part of our life.
And you wouldn't believe the things that had come against that. I mean, when you're trying to establish that as a habit in your life, I mean, people want to talk to you early in the morning. And it's like, you know, we have to kindly, you know, place ourselves in the Lord's presence and make him the priority. So what I did was I put together a series of boards and I painted on them, "In the morning when I rise, give me Jesus." And then, of course, there's a really cool coffee cup silhouette on there as well. But I mean, that became my standard. I had to raise the standard in my home. I had to make it the standard. I had to contend and fight, you know, and be intentional about making this the standard. And now it's the standard. And I'm not the only one who does it. Okay. So this has become the standard in my home. We get up and we spend our time with the Lord. All right. I also shared today that I went on vacation a few years ago and went into a gift shop. And you know how, you know, everyone in has these boards that have all these words on them. And these things are really powerful in our lives and in our homes to have truth displayed that we see over and over again. And it gets ingrained in our mind. Well, in this gift shop I was in, there was this 2x4 board that was maybe 18 inches long. And across the front of it said, "Be intentional." So what did I do? I pulled out my phone and I took a picture of it because I told myself, when I get home, I'll make one of those. And I never did. And you don't know how many times I have wished I spent the $20 on that 2x4 with the board that would say, "Be intentional," so that I could have that in my home. Because the intentional message is really, really powerful, especially as it comes to living the Christian life. So, I mean, what about you? You know, with everything that we've been through in 2020, there were a lot of people that life got turned upside down. And maybe the things we used to do, whether it was going to church or time in the Word, time in prayer, serving in church, or maybe even in your home, you know, maybe with the isolation, the depression, the fear and all that stuff, maybe things as simple as housework and laundry or, you know, the good habits that we had, maybe in, you know, just all of the stuff that was thrown at us, things just kind of, we dropped the ball. Okay. Well, here's the good news. There is a new wave and there's a new strength of the Spirit going over us right now. There's a new glory going over us where we can pick those things back up and reestablish those good things in our life. And, you know, if we'll jump up, if we'll pick that up, I believe that we can reinforce and we can redevelop some of those good habits, whatever it is that the Holy Spirit is leading you to. Maybe it's a job, okay? Maybe for whatever reason, through 2020, you lost your job or your job shut down. And now the Lord is saying, now's the time to get back in there. You know, get out there and look, get out there and put your application in or return back and reestablish some of these good things, okay? Come out of that. If you've been one who has been at home for a long period of time and you're thinking, okay, I'm seeing that online church just isn't quite meeting all the need, and you feel this pull and this tug to get back into corporate worship, you know, there's a strength and a power when we come together in worship that is different than our own personal devotional time with the Lord. And I'm not saying that the Lord can't come into my room and just, you know, with the Spirit and the anointing, because I know he can. But I mean, there is a difference when we come together. And if there's all these fears of worrying about, you know, I'm going to come into contact with something or it's not going to be safe, I just want to assure you that as you come into the presence of the Lord, he is going to blast all of those fears and worries and all the lies off of you. And you're just going to find his love and his acceptance of you. Just come on in. Just be intentional and return to those good things that you know that the Lord would want you to do. I have totally gone off my notes again. Let me see where I'm at. this may be one of those times of silence for a minute. And I thought, hey, we need the Jeopardy music during these times. Do, 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 do. Okay, rewarding. I want to look at this verse in Hebrews chapter 11. It's verse 6, where it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You know, even as we're being intentional in the things that God wants us to do, whether we feel the strength of the Lord on it or not, and whether we're just plunging through, he continues to reward that faithfulness. There have been times in the morning when I would get up to pray and I would go through a season where all I wanted to do was cry, or, you know, just feeling the weight of heaviness, you know, and it was like, God, I feel like I'm not even accomplishing anything as I come to you in prayer. But I still kept coming day after day after day after day, because God rewards our faithfulness. He rewards our diligence. He rewards our intentionality, being intentional about the things he has told us to do. Psalm 9, verse 10, it says that he will not forsake those who seek his face. And I believe there's another psalm, it may be in chapter 28 of the Psalms, where it says, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. I mean, so it's like he is just going to bring blessings into our life as we walk uprightly and do those things that he's told us to do. And it does take intentionality on our part, you know, even in the times where we don't feel it, okay? Because if we'll stay intentional, pretty soon, here it comes again. Let's see if we did 2 Timothy 3:4. I think we did that one. You know, continuing in the things that we have learned. So this thing on the translations, you know, me reading New Living Translation. You know, there's rewards, there's blessings. If we will humbly lay down our preferences and do even the simple things for the sake of unity, you know, there's a greater anointing in unity. And I want to direct you to Psalm 133, where it says, how good and how pleasant it is when brothers and sisters dwell together in unity. He goes on to say, it is like precious oil running down the head of Aaron and into his beard and flowing on his robes. And then it goes on to say, for there the Lord commands the blessing. And you know, this intentionality, just this simple thing where I'm laying down a personal preference on a Bible translation, you know, and I'm being intentional to read it. The blessing there, God commands a blessing of unity, okay? And there's a greater anointing on a body of believers when we will dwell together just in unity. So, I mean, that's part of the reward, you know, that I'll be experiencing for just being intentional in what the Lord shows me to do. So whatever it is he's saying to you, you know, to be intentional and to continue in the things that you have learned. Okay. God's not going to forsake you. He's not going to withhold any good thing from you. And he's going to faithfully reward your obedience as well. Okay. So as we go into the weekend, I just bless you with the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit. I believe, as I said, there is a wave of glory going over us right now. I just want to pull you up to help you ride this wonderful wave as you commit to doing the things that God is speaking to you to do. Just may his strength and his fire and his power be upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Until next time, God bless.